What it do, what it do, it's your favorite fat boy, Mr. Blue. Hey, what's doing, what you doing, how you doing? I'm back again. I didn't want my I got a 15 minute segment on here. I didn't want to just put that out, so I'm going to do another segment on top of that segment. And it's dating outside your race. That's what it's called. That's what we're going to be discussing. If you have questions and comments, please, please, please DM me on Instagram, MrBlue720, all lowercase. Or this will be an Instagram. This will be a YouTube video, MrBlue516, Mr. Denwill on Twitter. Hit me up if you got questions or comments. Because this dating outside your race, this gonna be one, be something. It's too many dudes online telling other dudes and women how to be, and it's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's funny to me because, you know, I ain't a lie, if I find it funny, I'm gonna share it. Not if it's factual, not if it's logical. If it's funny, I'ma share it. And I've been sharing a lot of stuff. So latest one is La 5 foot dude talking about how why women are so all these baddie chicks, you know, these dime dollar chicks, our modern women are so single. And before I get into that dumbass situation, dating outside your race seems to be a big topic lately. And I ain't gonna lie, me and Sly have discussed it, and like, he's not even focused on that part. And when he does, he's already said, I am going to get me a black woman that's not American. That's what he says. I'm going to get me a black woman that's not American. And he has a bunch of reasons why. And I totally get him. But when it goes to dating outside your race, fairly for fellas, this is for the fellas. This, I'm not going to lie, this is for black guys who want to consider dating Caucasian, Caucasian white women. This part of the podcast for you, because a lot of dudes have been literally fucking texting my phone. I've had 7 conversations with at least about 14 men, and it's a group project type situation. And I'm going to give you some words of encouragement and some words of some advice, some brotherly advice. Brotherly advice tip number one, do what you do, brother. Do what makes you be happy. Okay, I'm never gonna tell you don't do it. I love my black women, my black queens. I love them. They permit to have a challenge in dating, and I like challenges. I'm already like that. I'm just built different. Okay, but if you like white women or you want to date one, do it, bro. Go for it. Don't not, the worst thing she literally can say is no. Mind you, if that's what you want to do, do it. You know, don't let nobody stop you from doing what you want to do, man. It's your life. You only get one of them. Don't let nobody be like, man, you trip. Nah, bro. If that's what you want to do, do that. By all means, do that. Step number two. If you're going to do it, get you a for real white girl. I'm going to say that again. Get you a for real white girl. Don't get you an appropriated, culture raped, stolen, slave white chick. Get you a white girl that's fucking content and happy in who she is and what she wants to be with her life. You know, I'm tell you this: no woman, no matter the age, the race, is gonna be baggageless, traumaless. Yeah, that's a word. But it ain't. It is now. It comes with the territory dealing with humans. But get you one that's comfortable in her own skin. Get you one that's comfortable in what she wants to do with her life. This don't go for just dating a white woman. This goes for dating a woman. But if you're gonna go outside your race, because it's different. It's a big difference. How they grew up is a big difference. Mind you, again, this don't have nothing to do with race at this point. But you're making it about race, so I'm gonna tell you, get you one that's comfortable. Okay. Get you one that's cool. Get you one that has a plan. Get you one. Just don't be doing it for fun. That's stupid. That's what a lot of dudes be doing. I'm going to just go get me a white girl. Because y'all be thinking white girls are submissive. They can be controlled. They naive. They are not with the shits. These females ruin your fucking life, bro. And it's worse. Because she has the race card above your head. Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself, bro. Okay? go within the plan. If this is what you want to do, you got to be committed to it. Committed to the plan of being successful. So I tell you this, boy. I want all my kings to make it. A lot of y'all just dumb and just be doing, I'm finna do this. No, stupid. Don't be dumb your whole life. Tip number three. Educating yourself. Make sure that this is what you want to do. And realize this it's not finna be easy. Okay? You're gonna get looked at. You're gonna be judged. You're gonna be viewed. White women, black women are gonna hate you. Some brothers are gonna look at you sideways. More so now than they ever did. Because we grew up different. A lot of us, I'm going to tell you this. I hate Nick Cannon with a passion. But he did say this, and it made sense. At what point in time when the brothers that are now, 30s and 40s, then when their dads had white women, that was the ultimate trophy prize to have. Because my great-great-daddy couldn't have one. And instead of, no one understood the whole holistic issues that came in, the problematic issues that came with dating outside your race, and dating white women was the cardinal sin. So be careful. You're gonna have to deal with the awkwardness from everybody. So be careful, bro. I'm just telling you, from me to you, be careful. Cause it's gonna be people that you respect. It's gonna be people that you admire. It's people that you work with. It's gonna be people that you trying to gain the favor of, and they finna be looking at you different and weird. And that's why. So just be ready for that part. This whole dating stuff, as my favorite comedians always say, ain't for the weak. It ain't for the weak. All right. We on number four. Be ready to be a new person. By being with a new person. By y'all being a new couple. Meaning what you did before, you can't do. Okay? Or you can't do all the time. You're going to have to adjust. Your language gonna have to change. Your whole style has to adjust. This should happen in most relationships, but interracial relationships have to happen quicker. It has to on a different level. It has to happen on an intellectual level, especially because you're gonna be looking at her mad crazy. Okay, again, how people were raised, how people grew up, changes everything. It just ain't about race, but when it comes to interracial stuff, you're gonna look at them different. It's gonna be a lot of things, health stuff. Happens. A lot of stuff that where black people deal with health wise, white people don't, and vice versa. You gonna have to be aware of this. So you gonna have to change a lot of stuff within you, around you, who you hang out with, where you want to go, all that stuff. You gonna have to change, and that's okay. Change promotes growth. So be wary of that situation. It's all right. Let's go back to this cultural appropriation stuff. You got to realize that a lot of white people don't have a lot of culture, and the small culture that American women have is childish at best. That's the best word I can use for it. A lot of white women culture comes from a society sector where they were oppressed, they were controlled, they were belittled, they were neglected. They were basically second class, but they had a role and they had a position. Now, this whole new feminist act stuff is trying to change that. And it's all fine and dandy. But at the same point, in the same process, brother, be careful. Because this is not going to end well for you. I'm telling you. Be careful. You got to realize, just like you fighting off the demons of your daddy and your granddaddy, they fighting off the demons of their grandmama and their grandmama. Their mama probably was abused. Probably mama probably alcoholic. She probably a closet nympho and some more stuff. She wasn't loved properly. She wasn't educated properly. And that shit is toxically driven. That again, back to end being on not being about race. A lot of women are put into this back burner position, and they put that same back burner stuff on their child. And now you got to deal with it. And now it's in your, now the ball's in your court. What you gonna do? You gonna fight it out, or you gonna sink it out? What you gonna do? Fight or flight? Be careful. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to do all this now because I'm tired of getting all these text messages. I'm trying to go through all my notes. Lastly, don't let a bad situation change your attitude on a future opportunity. Okay, your bad relationships shouldn't promote you to think that that the grass is green on the other side. There's shitty people on every side of the fence. Okay? The grass is not always green on the other side. You need to understand that. You need to know that. It's not always better. Okay? It's not. I wish it was. I wish I could tell you. It's not. Mind you, I haven't had a successful interracial relationship either. But, you know, that's because they weren't ready. And that comes with the territory. Okay? I haven't had a lot of successful relationships. But still, everybody don't be ready to be grown. Everybody ain't ready to communicate. Ain't nobody, everybody grown till it's time to communicate, apologize, take accountability, and move forward. When them happens, now we don't want to be grown. Same happens in dating. Same happens when you're interracial dating. Everybody don't do it well. But I will tell you this, of having different races in my life now, a lot of people see your worth. Okay, I'm not that. When I say this, I'm not downing black women at all, but they do it the most. Other races see your worth. They see the work you put in. Like, you just having a regular job, it doesn't matter where you work at, but you go to work and you don't do nothing else. You don't be flash. You don't waste your money on shoes. And you don't do none of that, the goofball stuff. Other races see that and they can't wait to treat you like a king. They can't wait to be supportive. They can't wait to be in your corner. They can't wait to be happy for you. They can't wait to do a lot of stuff when it comes to you. That's because they respect the work. Everybody don't respect the hustle. The only people that get respect the hustle-wise in the black community are drug dealers and pedophiles. Simple as that. You don't believe me? Look at R. Kelly. Look at every drug dealer turned rapper. The Baby was the most drug dealing, murdering, I shot two people, got off, murder child ass dude in the world. But the moment he said something about gay people, they want to turn it back on. Hey, just look at the thing. Look at the evidence. There are shitty people everywhere. But I'm telling you, dating outside that, that's the part that's going to get you sucked in. That's the part that's going to keep you on the other side of the bridge. And with that being said, I'm finna say this, and I'm finna send it to the homies, because, yeah, hilarious. I'll check out the other part of the podcast when I talk about Lil Nas X and the gay propaganda agenda. Y'all be safe. Love y'all. What up, favorite fat boy in the building? I got a thought in my head, and it's been bothering me. And on the heels of being put right back in TikTok jail. That's right. Facebook's been reminding me of a savage I used to be. Instagram's been reminding me of how much that. But TikTok, every time I put up a nice video, I put some time and energy to, TikTok jail. You're a ban. I can't message. I can't comment. I can't post. All right, cool. This thing is like, I think about like 10 days. I ain't mad no more. But I created a video before I got locked up. By Lil Nas X. Lil Nas X saying, y'all posting, y'all keep worrying about the gay agenda, but how can what I do force you into wanting to do fellatio to another man if you're a man? Great point. I thought it was a great point. But I also thought about this. The gay agenda is supposed to be here right now. Hold up. Before you get your panties in a ruffle, it's supposed to be here. Look how many years of oppression, of segregation, of shame we have forced on homosexual people. And then expect them to act cool and normal. Now it's cool to be gay. And that's because we forced it. That's because all the people who were forced into being ashamed and forced to not be who they really wanted to be, not show their true colors, that's because they in charge right now. They did all their homework, all their research. They put themselves in the position of power to be in these offices to change legislation, change rules, change stuff. So the gay agenda is here because of the forefathers of disgust. the racist fascists. Okay? It's, if you don't believe me, think about it. Think about how many people in high school. And then, like, let's go to this conversation with Lil Nas X. Everybody is in my comment section on TikTok. Oh, we got to protect the kids. We got to keep the kids, keep pushing on our kids. How old were you when you understood what gay was? I just want to know. Because, like, my kids get it. My daughter is 7. We had a conversation about it. We had a conversation about it. and a nice conversation about it at that. And I was like, all right, cool. She gets it. My 11-year-old, she gets it. So my children aren't bothered or fazed by it. They like Lil Nas X music, okay? Old Town Road, Panini, and not Industry Baby. You know, that's that's their jams. Can't get mad at that. My father didn't like my taste in music when I was a child, so I'm not expecting to like their music, okay? I literally went through the lyrics of a couple of Lil Nas X songs today. I had some time. And when I was between tests today, I had some time. And he, the most he says gay, the most homosexual thing he says in a lot of his songs is that he's queer. He ain't talking about how he want to be done. He ain't talking about how he want to do it, man. None of that. And most of his songs, none of that. I couldn't find it. Mind you, I heard the song with no music. I was literally reading it. So I'm confused if... I know I was at a young age when I knew what gay was, what homosexual was. Oh, that's your cousin. He got a little sugar in his tank. Oh, we at church. Oh, that's Tambourine Boy. Like, we all had code words given to us by older black people, older elders in our community that signify what homosexual and gay was. And we never persecuted them. We never shamed them. It is what it is, and it was what it was. So now we're too parental, too controlling to let our children go. I'm going to say this. A lot of y'all are whack-ass parents. A lot of these fake people out here complaining about y'all whack parents. This is simple as that. Y'all are whack parents. Whack. Okay? Y'all really don't know y'all children as a parent. As a parent, that you're not a parent. You don't know what your children listen to. You know what your children into. Y'all will go buy these kids $1,200 phones and tell them, get out of my face. Don't talk to me. I had a rough day. I get it. Nope. I can't talk. My daughter has an iPhone 8. My other daughter has a Samsung 820. Okay? They play all the cool games, Among Us, Minecraft. You know, they're on TikTok, kid TikTok, for the most part. A lot of the anime, manga stuff, that they're into it. We talk about it. I talk to my kids because I want them to ever, never feel ashamed. How many cousins did we have growing up that were ashamed to be comfortable about what their orientation was and what they like? How many cousins did we have ashamed that were bullied and had to fake the funk? Okay, now they got this whole secret double life, and they're mentally unstable. They're mentally not in a good place because they couldn't be free. Okay, the gay agenda is supposed to be here because people in position of power let it, and it's because when they were young, they couldn't be free. Not mind you, I was on the whole bandwagon with, you know, Lil Nas X. Now listen to the song. Mind you, Industry Baby has one of my new favorite rappers on that song. I love the song. I love his verse. Okay? The video, off the chain. The video I could have did without wholeheartedly 100%. He has not made four videos I've seen of Lil Nas X. Like, just over the top. Over the top. We get it. You're gay. I worked with a dude that was like, you know, he just wanted to, I want you to know, I want the world to know I'm gay. Bro, it's okay. We get it. You're gay. Okay. Move it along. I'm saying like this. It don't faze me. There ain't nothing that's not fazing me. And that's a lot of things that's, we trying to get a lot of people to understand. That's not fazing me. I'm real. I understand. Is that what you like? I like stuff. I like big titties. I cannot lie. I'm a little big titties. Till the day I die. So that's me. All day, every day. Okay? I'm not changing up. That's what I want to do. Okay? Now, can I say that in public? No. No. Can't. Will not. Cannot. Get canceled or whatever. I'm not taking a chance. But it's me. It's not something I have to hide. But it's also not the world's business. If you know me, you know me. If you don't know me, I don't need to tell you my secrets, my likes, none of that stuff. I just saw we almost had a crash. Ooh, we. People be driving fast and doing stuff. Oh, he gonna flip. You're in an SUV. You are going to flip it over. Anyways, it's a lot of stuff that it just ain't your business. On the same note, let's talk about Trick Daddy. Trick Daddy got on the radio talking about he get ate out. I just want to know this. I don't even know how that came into conversation. Like, how you even segue / transition that to conversation for grown men. I've never been in a setting where there's cameras, women, men's, you know, sound equipment, audio equipment, recording equipment. And I was just like, you know what? I really like, yeah. I like, that ain't something like I felt that I needed to know about Trick Daddy. Mind you, Trick Daddy ain't been irrelevant. He ain't been relevant. It's too many irrelevant people in hip hop that's just talking. Just talking. Trick Daddy is one of the main ones. I don't understand, like, what has he done in hip hop that has made him this amazing person that we gotta listen and talk to and be around and get advice from. Boosie, another one. I can't name 5 Trick Daddy songs. I can't name 5 Boosie songs. I'm talking about Gun to My Head, $1 billion on the Line. I can't name 5 songs from these rappers. But yeah, when it comes to sexuality, comes to politicalness, comes to finances, like, we supposed to listen to y'all? Nah, son. It just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. He literally said, I eat booty gang. He said it more than one time, too. That was horrible. I'm just like, we gonna keep saying this? Not you? I don't get it. Back to the Lil Nas thing, too. So, he posted a picture. I have a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Blue 720. And I talk about it. I'm cracking jokes. I'm listening, mind you, I'm cracking jokes. But, in all honesty, again, one of these little millennial kids who's like in his 20s, man, they always doing black people like this and black people like this. There was a whole movie in 1994 that starred 2 of the biggest Hollywood actors of my time, called Junior. It starred Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. It's not twins. It's another movie they did together, Junior. In the movie, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are biological scientists. Okay? And they impregnate Arnold with her baby. And he goes to a midway camp, pregnant women, to be out the way and everything. Goes through all the emotional everything. And it's a hilarious movie. But that was the first time I was like, dang, a man pregnant. And then there's Today on the Internet, and y'all see Lil Nas X. I'm like, oh, this has never happened. Jesse from Full House walked around with a pillow in his stomach, you know, to simulate when his wife was pregnant, or his baby mom was pregnant. Hey, this happens. This ain't the first time, okay? And with all the chemical scientists, scientific endeavors we got going on, hey, what you expect? I just want to know. But like I said in my video, I think this is a PowerPoint move for him. Who's baby daddy? Because the baby daddy was chasing the bag. He literally knocked him up and left. You ain't gonna know who it is or nothing. Just gone in the wind. Another fatherless child. It's amazing. It's funny. It was funny when I wrote it. It's funny when I said it. I just don't be getting people all riled up. There's literally people. There are floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes right now in New York and New Jersey. New York is underwater. The subways are full. There are cars underwater. Okay? Underwater. There are rats swimming. Swimming. Like synchronized swimming in New York right now. Did you know a rat can swim for 3 days before he gets tired? Raps are, and them being mammals, they are excellent swimmers. Didn't know that. Found that out earlier today. You have grown men on floaties and smoking hookah in New York right now. And y'all worried about Lil Nas X? Really? Texas is trying to ban abortion because they scared there ain't gonna be no more little Caucasian men to come out and play and be carry these tiki torches. I get it. You know, they don't want to force you to mandate to wear a mask, but they will force you to say you can't have an abortion. That's amazing. Thank you, Texas. Everything's big and stupid in Texas, apparently. I don't care. This is going on. We finally pulled out of Afghanistan after 20 years. You know, after 20 years and $7 trillion. We finally pulled out. I mean, you know, hey. Taliban is on the waiting list to work with Russia and China right now. Ungrateful employees. I tell you, you know, after we fire somebody, boy, they do something. America is not a good boss. I'm going to tell you right now. Side note, they had a clip of when Donald Trump had the apprentice asked the black dude was gay, and the black dude said, yeah, and he said, you're fired. That's hilarious. I just had to throw that in there. I don't know. But y'all quit worrying about Lil Nas X. If you so worried about your kids, talk to your kids. Spend some time with your kids. Okay? If you're not working on your brand, your dreams, take some time out, talk to your kids about what's going on. Cause they don't, they gotta be forever. Your kids don't even care that Lil Nas X gay. They don't care. They do not give a darn that Lil Nas X like boys. They don't. I don't know what kind of kids you got, but I know for a fact mine don't. Because we talked about it. They don't care. That's what he wanna do with his life. It's his life. It's their life to live. So, yeah, that's all. But this is a quick little short car confession episode, Black Man Water Cooler Podcast episode 15, season 15, episode 7. I love y'all. Y'all be safe.